Everything I did was justified. I had to do it. It was all up to me.
Did something tell you to do those things?
What do you mean?
Well, for example, did something tell you to go out and shoot people?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. What do you think it was?
Well, that's for you to tell me.
I hear voices on the radio sometimes.
What sort of voices?
Music. Telling me to kill. There's this one station I listen to. It's a devil's station. I listen and I hear Satan telling me to kill. Sometimes I think this isn't real. It's not really messages. It's not making any sense. Then finally I figured it must be true.
Stick fast as our cold hands. Press me, I am sore flesh. Christian conscience apocalypse. I hate everything that is not myself.
Shit seems to be working.
What is evil to you? Evil is a very real presence. What is evil to you? An epidemic of organized evil.
Decision.
So this should be a go. All right, we'll let this song come to an end. All right, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the first show in 2 months. So tonight the theme is Back with a Bang, and hopefully it'll be just that. You've been hearing in the background, if you tuned in early, the Evil Mothers from their Pitchforks and Perverts release. So, got a lot of tunes. I don't know how to catch up on 2 months worth of stuff, but we will try. And again, there's a lot of tunes for tonight. Asshole of the Week, The Reverend's Curse, and a whole lot more. So, if you want to peruse the blog site and archives of old shows, which are available for free, go to reverendbookburn.com. Let's start off with a bang. This is the Ramones doing Journey to the Center of the Mind.
Hey! let's rotate again and syndicate. We've been waiting for long to change the band, to change the song, to every day at dusk and dawn with everyone to sing along. No difference between the hot new single, Pepsi and commercial jingle, titties with their faded wrinkles, yep, go get from the wrinkle. The boardroom is the dragons, let it play a shit, cause they don't care, they play a channel, play the fair. We don't want you on the air. Overdose of shiny culture, mediocre trends, auto tune the bottom line, it means to me the end. Merge your corporate empire, make deals and conglomerations, and buy up to reprogram me.
We came in for a motel ride. reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed, but to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this pawn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because, having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used under Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Senator Tribble?
Rape, incest, it's outrageous filth.
The effects of such filth, like sandpaper towels, may not be cataclysmic.
I know the emotional damage is more
disproportionate.
Must be the end of the world. All the people turning into pigs and ponies. I can't let it happen to me.
What is the reason for these hearings from the Congress?
Well,
sex. Thank you. I think that statement tells the story of this committee.
What is the reason for these hearings in front of the Congress?
I'd be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house. I'll show them to you.
I might do that.
Now, the effects of such lyrics, like sandpaper towel, may not be cataclysmic.
Survival
of the emotional damage is more subtle.
Fire, chains, and other objectionable tools of gratification and some twisted mind.
Now, the effects of such lyrics on a well-adjusted child may not be cataclysmic. Survival of the emotional damage is more subtle.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
They're objectionable
The previous witnesses were not asking for legislation, and I don't know, I can't speak for Senator Hollings, but I think that the prevailing view here is that nobody's asking for legislation. The question is just focusing on what a lot of people perceive to be a problem, and you've indicated that you at least understand that there is another point of view. Senator Gore.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I found your statement very interesting, and let me say, although I disagree with some of the statements that you make and have made on other occasions, I have been a fan of your music, believe it or not, and I respect you as a true original and a tremendously talented musician.
Wait a minute.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Come with daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Come with daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Come with daddy.
They don't even understand their own music. Of course, nobody does, but
They don't even know what they're doing.
No.
I've seen them a couple times.
Did you see their uniforms?
Unbelievable.
Which ones? The red ones?
All those rhinestones over their wings and things like that.
Do you know what
the gold lame hoof covers? Unbelievable.
It's outrageous, Phil.
Come with daddy. Come with daddy.
Phil.
Come with daddy.
It's outrageous.
And I think your suggestion is a good one, to deflect those words. That would go a long way to satisfying everyone's objections. I think.
All we have to do is find out how it's going to be paid for.
Pyromania. No question. Burn the building.
Yeah.
I can find some way constitutionally to do away with it. I would.
This issue is too hot, not too bad.
Well, I'll be looking. From this senator standpoint, not just to bring pressure, to try to see if there is some constitutional provision, tackle, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous bill.
Yeah!
We'll get back to the WIMP and his low-budget conception of personal freedom in just a moment. But first, welcome to What the Fuck Gwine On Here, a celebration of the American way of life. I see some of y'all be frowning, cause maybe you think what I's telling you is a lie. Am I right? Let's just have a test. How many of you nice folks think I knows what I's talking about? Raise your hand up. Uh-huh. And how many think my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Uh-huh. Now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium or life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, people, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Ain't that right, Sister Abdullah? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
Senator Gordon.
Mr. Tappa, I am astounded at the courtesy and soft-voiced nature of the comments of my friend, the senator from Tennessee. I can only say that I found your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting to the people who were here previously. that you could manage to give the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, a bad name if I felt that you had the slightest understanding of it, which I do not, and had the slightest understanding of the difference between government action and private action. And you would have certainly destroyed any case you might otherwise have had with this senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this private action?
I don't think this is how it
is. A voluntary labeling is not
bend up
censorship.
And smell my anal vapor.
You heard two songs from Kill the Man Who Questions. They were Internet Commandos and One Nation Under God. Before that, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Prevention did Porn Wars. The FUs did Green Beret. Slim Cessna's Auto Club did the Port Authority Band. Leftover Crack did Clear Channel, Fuck Off. And started off with the Ramones doing Journey to the Center of the Mind. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. Returning after 2 months of the station being down and being rebuilt and overhauled. And it is a system that I and we and they are trying to figure out and work. I see no turntables are hooked up, so I can't play any vinyl or record the show, but fortunately, some of you do, and we need to talk. But it's on every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast time, USA. And tonight the theme is Back with a Bang, Part 1. And next week, of course, will be Back with a Bang, Part 2. And, of course, after that, the annual sacred holiday tradition, Happy Spanksgiving. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send input to future-themed shows or feedback to any already-happened shows, song requests, birthdays, general announcements, ideas, input, and whatever, anything but spam, unless it's that funny retardo Jesus spam that some send the Reverend all the time. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron, corporate ho, Enron stooge, Bush. Quail, Quayle, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. To see the Reverend's archives, old shows available for free, and the blog, where there is a semi-updated regularly, and check out the last two or three. If you haven't seen it since the last show, go to ReverendBookburn.com. It's just one word, ReverendBookburn.com. And you can see the old shows. Now, somebody told me that Atheist Network no longer does radio, so they can't relay broadcast the show live or ever. They were repeating the show about 7 times a week in addition to broadcasting it live. And I'm not sure if that's now taken over by the infidel guy or what's happening with that. But Atheist Network is now just a message board and a communication forum. And I don't know what's happening in the state of Washington. So I shouldn't announce that we're relay broadcasted live there. But for a while, we were on 2 independent radio stations in the state of Washington, 1 in Olympia and 1 in Seattle. However, I shall not announce that we continue to do so unless I hear from somebody, because, as it seems, in all things underground or independent media or alternative scene, whatever, it doesn't seem like it lasts forever. but you can hear it at RadioVolta.org. And now Radio Volta, after 2 months, is able to get it up. So a big thank you to all of the technologically sound people who have been working their asses off to get this station back up and running, overhauling it, working. Hopefully when they're totally done all this new stuff, there'll be fewer crashes, fewer stream problems. Definitely let me know if there were any kind of problems tonight. I heard that some shows had some sound problems where it was like only the left side worked or only one CD player worked or whatever. So let me know that stuff and we'll take care of that. Let's see. There's so much shit that happened since the last show. We've been off for 2 months since early September. The Sunday night just before Labor Day, the Reverend had a whole September 11th show planned. Songs for George W. Numbnuts Bush. The Green Beret song you heard earlier. And a lot of other shows planned, but they didn't happen. And we were going to do a special also on the failure and utter outrage of the responses to Hurricane Katrina and other disasters by the war criminal Bush regime and FEMA and some of the charity efforts that are total ripoffs and assholes, like Pat Robertson's Operation Blessing, who seemed to have CNN, CBS, and Fox and other corporate media's tongues deep in their assholes because they were always listed as one of the legitimate charities for disaster relief. But we were going to do a show on the FEMA assholes and the outrage and failure in their responses to the recent disasters. And that show didn't happen. And some other stuff. But what we'll do is we'll incorporate the best of those ideas and put them in the forthcoming shows, revive some of the planned themes that were also going to happen that have not happened so far, just do like mini recaps on tonight's show between the musical sets, and yes, we'll do the Asshole of the Week awards, and of course lots of tunes. So let's see, a couple of messages. Let's see, we are sending warmest loving support and condolences to local book burner and friend Lady Leprechaun, who has a family member become deceased on this past Friday. And the same sentiments to local book burner and friend Lobo Red, who has cancer. And since you've heard me last, the Reverend had a cancer scare. And when I say that, because I've sent that in emails, and I think I wrote that on the blog, and I was asked, what do you mean by a scare? What I mean is, when they do these tests and they find something and there's a history and blah, 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 so they say we have to test this and make sure that you don't have cancer because you might. And then you get the results 2 weeks later. So you go through all this shit. Like, oh man, I don't know what the results are. And eventually you find out you don't have it. And that was one of the cool things that happened since we saw each other last. The Reverend had the immense pleasure of seeing MDC when they returned to Philadelphia. They played a show with Void Control and another band, one or two other bands, and it was awesome. You can see them at mdcpunk.com, and they're on Joey Shithead's label, the guy from DOA, which is Sudden Death Records or suddendeath.com. They put out their new CD, MDC played this kick-ass show, and after 25 years of absolute on-stage intensity, they still got it. More recently, around the end of October, Jello Biafra with the Melvins arrived in Philadelphia for a sold-out show that was absolutely out of this world, and it was one of the few times one can legitimately hear Dead Kennedys songs again since the rise of the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. And so Jello and the Melvins played some of their own set, some of their own material, and then Jello joined them for their collaboration. They did two incredible CDs together, one of which you're going to hear from the new one that just came out a little later. And so Jello Biafra with the Melvins, one of the best shows this year. Spectacular and inspiring anti-war protest in Washington, D.C. last September, since the last show, which was at least with 100,000 participants. Absolute horrifying coverage and or lack thereof from the corporate media. One more reminder of why independent media and internet radio needs to be supported and defended if necessary, because the corporate media just gets more and more reprehensible by the day. And their coverage of the D.C. protest was scant at best. But it was an awesome march. Over 100,000 people and a lot of great people there. And I have this piece of paper that just has so much crap on it. Let's see, we'll save the Reverend Bookburn curse later, where we do the Vexy Twitch curse ritual. And let's see, we'll save most of the shit for later. Next week, the theme is Back with a Bang Part 2. And a part of that is going to be a tribute to a man who passed away very recently, named Craig Trude. Craig Trude was a person from this beautiful Philadelphia area. And he owned and operated a health food store from the very beginning. Very Reverend Bookburn friendly. Even in some of our talks, helped bring about some ideas and some of the jokes in the early days of the show. Always Reverend Bookburn flyers hanging up in his store. And he had bone cancer, and it got really bad. And then he passed away not too long ago. And an absolutely fantastic person. And so a part of Back with a Bang Part 2 next week will be a tribute to Craig Trude. Let's see. We'll say plugs for later. Again, check out ReverendBookburn.com, especially if you haven't seen it since the last show, the last three or four postings that were put there. And let's see. In addition to Back with a Bang Part 2 and then Happy Spanksgiving, we're still going to do the annual sacred tradition of December, Reverend Bookburn's Holiday Tree and Balls Special. We'll do our infamous New Year show, and in February, of course, Love Night, an alternative to the corporate entertainment industry's Valentine's presentations, etc. And, of course, the future themes we never got around to, such as Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm, the Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, more perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, starring anti-abortion terrorist Randall Terry, W. David Hager, Neil Horsley, and Senator Henry Hyde. Also coming up, Henry Hyde's retirement party. Another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will cover the delusional higher power recovery systems and the 12-step monopoly and the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, internet addiction, golf club addiction, and other misuses and bullshit uses of the term addiction. Recovery for Propagandists. That is forthcoming, as well as pubic property. We would discuss Puritan posturing, you know, to people who say, I'm for morals and family values, and when you just laugh and know the reality behind these people. But, so we say Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thought, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, from religious fanatics to groupthink freethinkers to certain kinds of women's studies classes. All of that will be covered, and we'll have a lot of fun, and there's been some great input for that show when we finally get around to doing pubic property. And another edition of Fetal Funnies, and when we find out what's happening with the medical marijuana exiles in Vancouver who fled fascism, crossed the border to the north, and entered Canada on the west coast in Vancouver, which went pretty well for a while. And there's been raids and busts and extradition trials. And when we get a full update on that, and some book burners have been keeping me pretty well posted, we'll do another medical marijuana show as well. And let's see, we have some very cool live guests who were not able to be with us in the past for one reason or another. One time due to somebody having a flu, but the band The Midnight Creeps are going to be guests. We're going to hear a song from them later. And they're online at midnightcreeps.com. We'll have The Midnight Creeps for live guests. And probably around the holidays, another return of Hippie John. All of that is to come when the Reverend is in. There's too much shit on this paper. We'll do our prayer along later. And definitely talked out. Let's play a song by Murphy's Law. This is entitled Reefer Man.
Everybody smoke, I smoke, everybody smoke, everybody smoke, everybody smoke, everybody smoke, everybody smoke, everybody smoke, down, bow, 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 down, 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 down. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm freaking sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how. Education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So W, look, obey a book if that's what works for you. But I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you were screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. Does that sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell, but mercy kill the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, 'cause you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
To be the Virgin Mother, but Mary thought that was weird. Mary said, I'm not a virgin, I blew a guy last year. But then Gabriel said to Mary, my child, have no fear, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still not be considered flawed, although you went to town. Suck some semen down, you're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph did arrive, but they were so very tired, you see, and Mary had to offer a bribe. Since she had no money, how would she pay for a place to sleep? Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her not to weep, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still be the mother of Christ. If there's no room at the inn, then it's not considered a sin to suck some dick to get a room for the night. Then three wise men did appear, bearing gifts of myrrh and such. They said that her, and this is what he said: "You can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin, Mary. You can suck all the dick you want, everyone that hangs in the nation. Fellatio ain't no sin. Gonna blow those three wise men, and you'll still be a virgin, 'cause there was no penetration. So you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin, Mary. The donkey and the ox and the lambs and even the little drummer boy. People will remember your name quick. They'll say, damn, that bitch could suck a good dick, 'cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. 'Cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. Mary, Mary, suck that dick."
Things you could do to prove that kiss me and you hold me. Bring me flowers all the time, but that's not enough to satisfy my needs. And if you love me, you sleep on the wet spot.
Can't watch Jerry Springer, 'cause my dadgum wrestling's on. Now keep that baby just as quiet as a mouse, and get your booty in that kitchen and fry me up some pork chops and eggs like they do at Waffle House.
If you love me, you sleep on the wet spot. You buy my tampons, your food stamps. You take out the garbage. Just the corner of the covers, I could smother your face with a pillow, billowing the sheets when you roll on the dog and he lets one loose. If you love me,
everybody will sleep on the wet spot.
Sleep on the wet spot.
You'll buy my tampons.
You'll buy my tampons.
With your food stamps.
With your food stamps.
You
take out the garbage.
You clean out the cat box.
Clean out the cat box.
If you love me, darling.
If you love me, darling.
The wet spot is yours.
The wet spot is yours. If you love me, darling. The wet spot is yours. Or sleep on the floor.
All right. reason. If you got the money to pay me in gold, I will be living in old Monte Carlo, and you will be reading the secrets of soul. Daggers and contacts and bright shiny limos. I got a watch that turns into a lifeboat. Glimmering nightgowns, poisonous cobras, silent under the heel of my shoe. The elegance of China, they sent a lie here on her back. But as she deeply moves me, she'd rather shoot me in my tracks. And while a middle Asian lady, she really came as no surprise. But I still did destroy her, and I will smash a low of the eyes. I cross the ocean when no one could say. And I put a time bomb in your submarine. Goodbye to old friends, the secrets in hand. With all distant print out and fantastic lands, you never will understand. We'll be right back.
Faith No More doing Let's Lynch the Landlord. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Halo of Flies. Asylum Street Spankers did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot. Midnight Creeps did Menstrual Institution. South Park did The Virgin Mary. Eric Schwartz did Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis. And started off with Murphy's Law doing Reefer Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Back With a Bang, Part 1. And we are celebrating being back on the air after 2 months of this station being down and unable to get it up. So, having said that, well, getting back to Jello Biafra with the Melvins, the CD that Alice Cooper cover was from, the song was Halo Flies, that is the brand new release entitled Sig Howdy, and you can get that at the label Alternative Tentacles, which is alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. And interestingly enough, those assholes are planning to arrive in Philadelphia this coming Wednesday, November 16th. And at some evil place. And so, just a little reminder that all of the Reverend's contests are still on, including the pie to corporate scab Dead Kennedys, meaning getting 1, 2, 4 of them with pies or jello or anything else that's harmless, any other harmless prank, as well as a kind of a Taliban and Al-Qaeda clone kind of organization. An anti-abortion group that includes people who've long been supportive of the anti-abortion terrorist groups that for the past 25 years have perpetrated over 100 bombings and over a dozen shooting incidents, and supporters of the hardcore terrorists as well as hardcore theocrats. and the big time harassers in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area, entitled The Columbus Baptist Church, who are online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. So anybody who pranks them, especially if it's a high-tech prank, since they're online, you also win a Reverend Bookburn contest. And there's great prizes, memorabilia from past guests, memorabilia from past musical guests, and all kinds of Reverend stuff, plus music and video and rare shit. If you win one of these contests, the corporate scab at Kennedy's in Philadelphia Wednesday, and don't give them any money or buy a ticket, please. Let's see. What did we forget to plug before? Let's see. Again, we're still trying to get information on the medical marijuana defendants in Vancouver, exiled, fled fascism, and crossed the border north to Canada. Probably the most informative site on the subject is at marijuana.org for medical marijuana advocacy for people with AIDS, cancer, and about a dozen other illnesses, probably more. And for all the things that we talk about, the FEMA assholes, the war criminals in the Bush regime, etc., probably one of the better sources for the most recent articles and most recent events is counterpunch.org. And we've plugged them a lot, but they deserve it. They've been doing, putting some great stuff on there. And let's see. All right, you haven't had a Reverend Bookburn prayer in a long time, so let's get that out of the way. Lord, this is Reverend Bookburn returning to the airwaves this Sunday evening. Lord, we want to thank you for helping the delusional Disneyland mindset American people slightly opening their eyes a little slit and waking up to the realities of the Bush regime and their war criminals. Their eyes opened about FEMA and the disaster relief and all the billions that went to them since September 11th, 2001. Lord, we thank you for the Libby indictment in the corrupt Bush regime. May the others topple and fall behind him. Lord, we thank you for many Bushies and all four initiatives of Arnold Schwarzenegger crashing and burning this past Erection Day. Lord, we ask that you smite an evil place in Philadelphia that is hosting the corporate scab at Kennedy's and is run by goons and thugs and Billy Bobs, a place called the Theater of the Living Arts, or TLA, that used to be a great independent art theater and later a cool place to see bands before the takeover. Lord, we ask that you wake people up to the realities of the Taliban clones that are being placed on the Supreme Court. A true victory for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and proof that they have a serious influence on U.S. domestic and foreign policy. Lord, we thank you for exposing 63 pedophile priests in Philadelphia and for the extensive grand jury report that came out about a month and a half ago, the link of which is at reverendbookburn.com. We thank you for their exposing. May all such creatures, pillars of morality and family values that they are, come crashing down. Lord, we pray for the war criminals, the hunters, the siren blasters, and other forces of impotence and limp-dickism. May they turn around, recover function, and stop abusing and harming other people. Thank you, Lord. All right. Enough of that good old praying. Let's see, some quickie books. Since exploring a number of bookstores and seeing just how many bullshit books there are, let us just review some books that are good, like The Only Bush I Trust Is My Own by Perry L. Ashenbrand, who takes on religious fascism, sweatshop labor, and internet dating. A book exposing cops called Breaking Rank, a top cop's expose of the dark side of American policing by Norm Stamper. And he's at normstamper.com. The final book by Dr. Hunter S. Thompson. Hey Rube, Bloodsport, The Bush Doctrine, and The Downward Spiral of Dumbness. And, of course, Busted, the Drug War Survival Skills book. What Would Betty Do by Betty Bowers from BettyBowers.com. Joe Keithley's book, I Shithead, A Life in Punk. Pot Stories for the Soul by Paul Krasner. Sutton Impact, the Political Cartoons of Ward Sutton. From a Monty Python person, Terry Jones, War on the War on Terror. Observations and Denunciations by a founding member of Monty Python by Terry Jones, Nation Books. And since there are so many bullshit books about self-help and empowerment and relationships and even sexuality, since there are so many, and if a book is obviously a woman-hating book, or if a book like the one by a retard called When Your Lover Is a Liar, which I almost bought until I noticed that every pronoun in the book was he, and I said I wouldn't give this dipshit a penny. When it's a gender-biased or gender-bashing book, it's not worth it. If it is a relationship book by a dollar store clinician like Dr. Phil, if you wipe your ass, you won't get shit on your underwear. And if it's a sexuality book that incorporates retardo mysticism or witchiness or little get your crayon and draw your genitals in the mirror kind of idiotic books, it's not worth your money. So, when you are looking for a book on that subject, I can't think of a better book than The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, Erotic Keys to a Healthy Sexual Life by Dr. Susan Block. And you can check her out at Dr. Susan Block, one word, drsusanblock.com. Let's see. This is all at reverendbookburn.com, but I wanted to plug it anyway. And let's see. The Walmart film is completed, which is The High Cost Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. And that's at walmartmovie.com. Heart of the Beholder is now out. And that instantly went to DVD, since Hollywood has no more spine than the Democrats. And so Heart of the Beholder, and with all of the hatred they got from the American Christian Taliban, death threats, viruses, you know this is going to be a great film. Heart of the Beholder, online at beholder.com. Let's see. Body Count with Ice-T is now out and good. Two seasons of Bewitched. And believe it or not, this is good. Bruce Springsteen live in New York City. And it includes the American Skin 41 Shots track and an 18-minute version of 10th Avenue Freeze Out that lampoons America's horny moral crusading, scandalous preachers. Okay, let's see. We didn't do the curse yet, so we'll do that now. Get ready, put on your Vexy Twitch hats. The Reverend Bookburn curse has struck since the last show. It has struck. Rick Mariano, corrupt Philadelphia politician, and the guy who fucked with everybody involved with the protests outside the Republican convention in Philadelphia in 2000. And the curse caught up with him. He is getting all kinds of charges and indictments. Bush regime shithead Tom DeLay. And even though we don't like the way it happened, former police chief of Philadelphia John Timoney received the Reverend Bookburn curse after a couple of years. And it was sad the way it happened, which was his son, his adult son, got arrested trying to move, I think the charge was 400 pounds of hemp. The Reverend doesn't know anybody who tries to move 400 pounds of hemp, but every hemp head the Reverend knows is like, you know where I can get 20 bucks worth? But it's sad the way it happened, but John Timoney got the curse, and now we're going to do the curse again. So, oh, moon goddess, overseer of the Vexy Twitch, we place the curse on the TLA Cinema on South Street in Philadelphia, run by goons, as illuminated during the Gang of Four show in early October, and host of the corporate scab Dead Kennedys, the Vexy Twitch curse is now upon them. And you know, whenever the Reverend Bookburn curse or Dr. Susan Block's curse is placed, the target does receive it. So we're gonna do an even better one next week. And let's see. Yeah, next week we'll say that. I have a go in for next week. All right, let's see. Check out a movie called Punk Attitudes, punkattitudes.com. Ancient punk coverage. Also available, Reefer Madness 2005. And the John and Yoko appearances for a solid week on the Mike Douglas show in either 1971 or 1972. A DVD box set. Let's play some tracks. The Seclusiasis show is going to be on Radio Volta in a half an hour, so we're going to end on time. So we're going to get these songs played and do Asshole of the Week and then conclude. Let's play a track by Bimbo Toolshed.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my
now
money on my mind.
Back. I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. Degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Pencil.
That was the Dog Pound here right on W Balls 187.4 on your FM dial. You're tuned into the biggest balls of them all, DJ Saw T Nuts. Hey, don't forget about my homeboy Easy Dick and the Jack Off Hour. That's happening at 12 o'clock tonight. Right now, we got some new Snoop Doggy Dog for that ass. This one is called The Shiznit. You're about to go downtown, bitch, right here on the station that plays only platinum hits. That's 187.4 on your FM dial. If you're licking, that's W Balls.
Everybody's got to hear the shit on W Balls.
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our brothers all are junkies, our fathers all are dogs. Moses, naturally we're punty. Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every boy ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good!
There is good! There is good! There is good! There is good! Right inside, the worst of us is good!
That's a touching good story.
Let me tell it to the world!
Just tell it to the judge.
Your Honor, my parents treat me rough. With all that marijuana, they won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Officer Krupke, you're really a square.
perfectly disturbed.
I'm disturbed.
We're disturbed. We're disturbed. We're the most disturbed. Players are the largest and disturbed.
Hear ye, hear ye. In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on a guy he had a normal home. Hey, I'm depraved because I'm deprived. Now take him to a head shrinker.
Head shrinker, you.
Me?
A bastard. My mom's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess. Yes!
Oh, Officer Crumpy, you're really a swab. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. That's sociologically sick.
I am sick.
We are sick.
We are sick. We are sick.
This child doesn't need his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease!
Just take him to a social worker!
Social worker, they say go make some dough, but be a soda jerker, which means I'll be a schmo. It's not that I'm antisocial, it's just I'm adding work. Glorieski, that's why I'm a jerk.
Officer Kronke, you've done it again. This boy will be in trouble, he's the heir of the plan. And I just request to the rest of the stoop, deep down inside of his damn
good.
We're good, we're good.
The trouble is he's drowned.
Crumpy, we've got troubles of our own. Gee, Officer Crumpy, we're down on our knees, 'cause no one wants a fellow with a social disease. Gee, Officer Crumpy, what are we to do? Gee, Officer Crumpy, fuck you!
Drink, sex, cigarettes, for Cortina, household pets, bombs, wars, famine, death, an apathetic public. Come and get that!
Public watches ITV, reads the sun, drinks capacity, a two-star family, state content, and life's controlled by Parliament. Well, daddy's lost his job again, 'cause he never had no brain. He only lives to watch TV, he got controlled by
I love that.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned off. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one. He was due while the show and the station were down. So this is an overdue award presentation. Tonight, November 13th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org. Asshole of the Week is Michael P. Brown, the head, the dickhead of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Association, that was responsible for the Hurricane Katrina and all disaster reliefs. The corrupt Bush stooge, receiver of untold sums of money since September 11th. The person overseeing the decision to provide some of the relief money to faith-based organizations. But more than that, an utter failure, an uncaring, arrogant, bushy snob, an inhuman, reprehensible embarrassment to the species, and a failure on a magnitude that cannot be measured. Michael P. Brown of FEMA, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, I've heard enough of their sounds. Thank you, guys. Word. Oh, we fucked it up. Say it. What is it?
Michael D. Brown.
Michael D. Brown. Oops. Correction to Asshole of the Week. Award Michael D. Brown. All right. That was Starkey who got the initial right. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. The Subhumans did Apathy. Schlong did G. Officer Krupke. Snoop Doggy Dog did Gin and Juice. The Loudmouths did Girl from the Racetracks. And started off with Bimbo Toolshed doing Roxanne. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been Back With a Bang, Part 1. Next week will be Back With a Bang, Part 2. And in 2 weeks, the annual Sacred Holy traditional show, Happy Spanksgiving. And that will be inclusive of a tribute to the late Craig Trude. Again, love and support to Lady Leprechaun, who lost a family member 2 days ago, and to Lobo Red, who is fighting to survive cancer. To write to Reverend Bookburn, write to Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Check out the blog and the show's archives page at reverendbookburn.com. And, oh, there is a birthday that I usually never forget. Happy birthday to Reverend Bookburn's real brother. Happy birthday, Brother Bookburn. And you look younger than ever. And let's see. All right, we'll do the credits. And it's, yeah, there should be time for a farewell tune, and then you will hear Dave 79 and Starkey doing their show that is going to kick ass. The Reverend thanks the following. I don't have my credits list, so I just kind of tried to remember as many people as possible for the credits. The Reverend really, really, really says thank you to everyone who worked on this station at RadioVolta.org for rebuilding this studio and making this broadcast possible. It's been 2 months, a lot of changes. We tried to cover the personal changes as well as the professional, more next week. And let's see, the Reverend is still a mild-mannered social worker, and now that he survived, that he passed his cancer test, he is thriving. And more on that later. And, of course, the world continues to suck, from the Supreme Court to the Bush regime to the American Christian Taliban to the forces of censorship. So we say thank you to all of independent media. Thank you to Radio Volta for bringing us back after 2 months. And thank you, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Mr. Edward Gold, Radio Left, Ms. Terry, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, RCAA, Raheel Pro-Choice Group in Beloit, Wisconsin, Renee Bryant from ontherag.net, Paul Krasner, Mr. Scott, Lady Macbeth, Lobo Red, Lady Pixanne, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, St. Anne Marie. What the fuck is that word on this piece of paper? I can't read it. I'm sorry, whoever that would have been. Thank you, ProChoiceLeague.com. Thank you to all Clinic Defenders. Thank you, McKenna. Thank you, Tara, the Coffee Goddess's Everlasting Godstopper. Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey. Dallas Blanchard. The Biblical American Resistance Front. Barf. Leela Walla. Ananda Plume. Ward Sutton. Justin. Mr. Zvi. Mac Goddess. Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends. Everybody the Reverend met at the D.C. protest against the war. Champion Lombard, Walter G., all Bush Lickers, and to Book Burners everywhere, thank you, love, peace, massaging, intense outbursts of ecstatic pleasure. And having said all that, let's see. All right, we covered the future shows. Let's see, we covered birthdays. One. Oh, fuck it. This is enough. All right, let's see. Are you guys ready in a couple minutes?
We are. Yeah. Totally.
They didn't say word. They said, yes, we are ready. Wait, say it louder.
Word.
Word. They're going to be ready, so we're going to play a final track by The Evil Mothers. This is... Isn't this a great record?
I saw them tour on that record at the Trock like 8 years ago or something.
Really? You saw The Evil Mothers?
I did.
Well, this is a finer Evil Mothers release entitled Pitchforks and Perverts. And, yes. I think some of the Christian Broadcasting Network is in this band, and and other advocates of morals and family values, and altar boy defiling. All right, this is by The Evil Mothers. This is entitled "Never Trust a John." Good night.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio.